Next to your home, your vehicle is where you'll spend a good amount of your life. So make the ride exhilarating. Introducing the all-new, fully reimagined Infiniti QX60, a luxury SUV designed to help you conquer life in style. The all-new QX60 features ample cargo space, available massaging front seats, and a panoramic moonroof. It's as functional as it is stylish and as versatile as it is serene. Visit InfinityUSA.com to check out the all-new, fully reimagined Infiniti QX60. Now with extremely limited availability, contact your local retailer for inventory information.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome, fellow adventurers, to the Masculine Journey Joyride Podcast. This is a brand new show from the guys you know. I'm talking, of course, about the Band of Brothers. My name is Keith, and I'm the producer for Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you will hear funny stories, exchanges, and thought-provoking moments that will amuse you, make you smile, and draw you closer to Jesus Christ in your journey of life.
Hello, Joyriders. NWNJ. I want to take a moment to talk about something that needs to be discussed. Is it a stretch to consider this topic to be of the utmost importance? Probably. But important nonetheless. I'm talking, of course, about dad jokes. Yes, a grave matter indeed. For generations, dads have utilized the dad jokes to boost the morale of their families, become the life of the party, and to keep their friends in stitches at work. Those who wield the power of the dad joke must do so with the understanding that with great power comes great responsibility. One must know when and where to unleash a dad joke to achieve its maximum hilarity. So, if you are unsure of when to release a dad joke, let this clip be an example. And remember, Joyriders, these jokes are told by professionals.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potatoes.
You'll get nothing and like it.
So, Sam, Spalding, it's hard to take.
You know, it is. And I think that we don't always see ourselves that way, you know, saying, you know, I want this, I want that, I want this. But I think there are times in our life that we go through that. And I'd love to say that, you know, at some point it stops, but I find myself getting back in that cycle from time to time of almost not waiting on God, you know, and jumping out ahead and doing what I want versus what necessarily God has planned.
What do you think, Sean? Do you fall into this category ever?
Oh, yeah, I definitely fall into it. That's for certain. Wanting big fish, wanting the big buck. I want it now. Can't wait. Who knows about tomorrow? So that's definitely a wanting thing. Talking about the big fish and even the end of innocence, I went on a fishing tournament this weekend, did a couple of them. And, you know, I almost didn't come tonight. I feel like something was telling me not to come. Either I was just being lazy.
You were going to carp out on us.
Yep, I was going to carp out.
Because this is a carpe diem story if I ever heard.
And
that's a load of carp.
Yeah, something fishy.
Oh, my goodness.
So from the guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.